Hey, you guys, welcome back to Ugh, You're So Good. Today, we have part two of our conversation with Michelle Kwan.
Should we do like a cocktail moment?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, no pressure.
No pressure.
But we also.
Part of this podcast, yeah. Part of this podcast is we try to guess what drink our guest would be or would like. And so we're going to guess one for you.
Drink?
And you, do you even drink? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to drink it. It's literally like five
beers. Yeah, I'm going to kind of fake it because I have a show tomorrow, but I still want to sip because Mark makes the best drinks. Anyway.
Okay, so we brainstormed, Mark, Rossi, and I, and we thought that you were classy, elegant, put
fun.
Together, smart, but bright and fun.
And like a good time, but like classy, like you said.
Exactly. And so we landed on Cosmo. How do you feel about that?
Cosmopolitan.
I would have a Cosmo. Yeah.
So we failed. You know what I mean?
You're more than embodiment of one. Right?
Wait, okay.
Okay, well, he's making the drinks.
I wanted to ask you for some like skating scene intel. Like,
okay,
what is it like? What's the community like? Like, singers all know each other, you know, in LA, there's kind of a community.
Mm-hmm.
Some
really?
Are more well known than others, but singers know each other.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Definitely.
And I'm just wondering if, like, I guess you must because you are literally competing with each other.
But yes.
What's the community?
The skating
like?
Community is very small.
Yeah.
So you somehow with the Grand Prix circuit, you have international competitions. It's mm-hmm. usually the same mm-hmm. kind of top skaters.
Right.
And then the national level. Yeah. So it's a small, small community. And if you ever want to go ice skating, I have an ice rink.
Oh.
I have one in Ontario and one in our.
Okay. There's one right behind your house or something?
Like, yeah. I say it's back in my backyard. It's my other house.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
It's not so close. You know, LA, it's about 40
Here's
minutes.
What I have to say. I really, really want to. I can't do it. I'm like, I will. I'll go out there, but I am a hold the wall, like push
myself
along.
That's the last
lesson
you're supposed to be teaching on this podcast.
I know. Look, I'm still going to do it. I'll still get out there and
I
will
kill
try.
Yourself.
But
don't let your managers know.
I need to say this. This isn't me being like, oh, it's so cute. Like, I'm bad at ice skating. Like, no, like, it's like, not. It's beyond cute. It's just like kind of sad how bad. Remember when we went roller skating?
But if you're
skating?
Learning from the best.
Yeah, no,
like
let's
you
do
might
it. I'm so down. I'm ridiculously down.
I would
down.
Love to
yeah.
do that.
I have to say, though, renting skates, I think that's also the problem because the blades are not very sharp.
Oh,
if I can, if I lace up skates and I fall like multiple times on rental skates, then that means like, can you imagine somebody who's learning?
Wait, that really makes me feel better.
Right?
Yeah, you might have been sabotaged.
Maybe I'm great at ice skating for all we know.
Yeah. That's good to know. Don't get discouraged.
Okay, but the community's supportive. Like people.
It's not dramatic. It's a little dramatic.
Did you ask Adam this?
I actually didn't ask Adam this.
No, we should have.
Yeah, it can be.
I mean, anything is.
Very lonely at times.
Mm. Interesting.
When I was training for the Olympics, I spent so much time alone.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think when you get to a skating competition, you're not there to socialize.
Right.
You're not there to hang out in locker rooms.
You're in the
you're
zone.
Not there to tell. Yeah, you're just on and off the ice. And I don't know. Ooh, look at that.
Really
thank
no pressure
you.
At all. Just
you're like, wait a minute, Scott. Like,
yeah. No, I was just making sure that we were like pressuring you to do it.
Thank you.
We can cheers and then fake it. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, no, this is so pretty.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Cheers.
You do feel like this color. Like you're
it's
a fun
It's so
pink.
Pretty. And this glass. Oh, this martini glass is.
It's good. Strong. It's yummy though.
I had that's delicious. And then I'm done. I have a show.
Yeah. You got to perform tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, sorry, you were saying you're not there to socialize.
Yeah, and I think if people say it's like all fun and games, you're just like, I just show up and compete in pairs and like go and do my thing, and then I'm like having fun. It was never like that.
Right.
Like I was in the zone. Like I got to the hotel and I had a rest. I had like created my own schedule. Like when you're on tour, you know,
it's you
create your own time.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You have to make sure that you still go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a clockwork.
Tour is so lonely sometimes.
It is very lonely.
I mean, you're
right?
in a band. It's a little bit less lonely.
Yeah.
I'll like my experience with tour. I wonder if it's the same with skating is it's a very weird dichotomy because I'll go out on stage and I'll get this kind of like like unnatural amount of attention and love. Like people like screaming at me, telling me they love me, complimenting me, singing along.
And you're like, wow, I'm on top of the world.
Want to take pictures of me. Like just give me so much love, right? And then I go back to an empty hotel room in like Wisconsin or something where I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's like this weird thing where you're like, you had all this
so
love.
So full and then
you're but like, it's not really substantial in a way. Yeah. I mean, I love it, but it's like.
Mark and I were just talking about this. We were like, how does like Lady Gaga go perform on the Oscars and like win Oscars and then just like go home and like go
sad.
To sleep.
It's kind of sad. I mean, it's,
and she
I
even
mean,
says it in her documentary. She's
it can be lonely. Like, I think so. I would assume it'd be similar.
Same.
Did you have any ice skating best friends though, or you were like focused?
I mean, I had a lot of good friends.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had our tour Champions on Ice tour reunion.
Aww. Oh, cool.
And it was really nice. We had like Dorothy Hamill, Peggy Fleming,
oh my God.
All the icons and legends.
Cool.
Nancy Kerrigan, who I toured with, Surya Bonnelly, Irina Slutsky, like all these, Brian Boitano. So yeah, I had a lot of good friends, but you know, when you're competing, it's not like I was hanging out with folks, you know, it was always, I went, did my job, left, and then got rest. And it was, like you said, it's very lonely when you're on the spotlight and then suddenly you know, just a few minutes later, you walk into the locker room and everyone's like, oh, you're at Madison Square Garden. You're
right.
And we would always follow the Ringling Brothers. So always smell like elephant. Like,
oh my God. I mean, that's so funny.
And I'm serious. And I would be running around. So I would warm up. So by warming up, I would use jump rope and I would run around the arena and like running around Madison Square Garden where it's like, we just followed a circus and I'm allergic to like horses and like, I'm like,
oh my God.
So you go from like a high of being in front of an audience and like all this love to like going back to your hotel room or going to the locker room, lacing, you know, unlacing your skates.
I think that's something people don't always really know about working to be great at something. Like, it's another aspect of it that people don't really talk about as much, you know? Like, there is, like, a lonely aspect to working hard. Like, I always noticed that in high school, it was like, oh, Rosie can't hang out, like, by choice, because I was like, I want to sing. It's Sunday.
Yeah, that still
like,
happens, by the way.
Yeah. And it's true. I'm working, sorry.
But it's those 10,000 hours. It's not like Malcolm Gladwell wrote 10,000 hours with your friends and hanging out.
Exactly.
It's like you're grinding. You're like...
I had this ex-boyfriend who had so many more friends than me all the time. And I was like, why do you have so many, like, what is this? Why do you always have friends? Like, you always have plans.
They're just like over all the time.
It's and he said to me once, he's like, well, cause I invested in making friends in a way that you were singing, you know? And I'm like, oh, that's true. It's like, I think that's something, and I'm fine with that. That was my choice. But I think it's something people don't always think about. Like when you're really working to be amazing at something, sometimes that's kind of lonely.
That's interesting that the selection of word. Mm. That word, you know, invested.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's the same as when I look at people saying the sacrifices you've made. Mm. And I was like, no, I didn't really make sacrifices because I made a choice.
Choice, exactly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. To stay up, be tired, and then, like you were just saying, I've got to do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, you make that decision because if you're not at your peak for performance tomorrow, then... I'm not going to be at my best. I'm not going to get to where I want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's rewarding working hard and staying.
You're dying. You're boring her.
She's like,
Mom, I've heard this all before. Yeah.
Work hard, yada, yada.
Oh, wow.
And then did your coaches have to, like, what's the relationship like with coaches?
Adam was saying, like, his coaches were so intense.
Yeah.
And, like, terrifying.
Well, my coach was his,
y'all the same coach?
Oh.
Well, Rafael Artunian was his coach at the Olympic Games.
Oh, my God.
And I could say that like Rafael is pretty intense.
Pretty intense. Yeah.
Like, he would be chasing you around the ice. And he's also the type of coach that wouldn't, like, he draws it out of you. Like, if you don't want to be there, he's like, get off the ice, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
And I think good coaches are the ones that can draw your strength and your, you know, with the days when you're tired, trying to be able to be like, you know what? I know you're tired, but get out here and maybe try, you know? And sometimes it's like those moments, if you can get to the gym, you already, you know, that you put in 5 minutes, warm up, you're there, and you're committed, right?
Yeah, you never regret going.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been on a treadmill and like been on at least for 5-10 minutes and just left.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're in the gym or if you're in the yoga studio, if you're in the ice rink, 10 minutes and then you're like, okay, I got it. Yeah, you get that wind.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I'm like, just put one foot in front of the other. That's sometimes all it.
Totally. Like just one step at a time.
Yeah. Just get out of bed. Like don't hit the snooze button. Just get out of bed. And then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
all falls into place sometimes.
Wow. Should we do our three questions?
That's our three questions.
Oh, we're there. Oh my God. We end with the same three questions.
And it's so funny because each episode, they're always so different.
Yeah.
The answers,
I'm so curious.
Cool.
The first is, what does success mean to you?
Success would mean happiness.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's sometimes you just find yourself gravitating towards, oh, this is what I see as success. And you wake up and you're like, no, having this material thing or mm-hmm. that, it didn't create happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's seeking those things that just make you happy.
Yeah. I'm sometimes fulfilled. It's very simple.
It's very simple.
Yeah, yeah. Being calm.
Yeah.
That's when I feel like I'm the happiest. Yeah. When I'm just calm.
Really?
Like, yeah. When you're just like, wow, I don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you guys, when you, before performance, are you a talker? Are you a call? Okay.
Oh my God. I'm like a much shittier version of myself before a show. I'm like weird. I'm like a recluse. I'm like, no one, everyone's like, what's wrong with her? Like I'm ignoring people. I'm weird before a show.
I'm like that when I'm getting ready. So like the hour before the show, I'm like that a little bit. But then once we're like out getting our mics and ears, then I'm silly again at myself.
Right.
But it's like when I'm in my dressing room, like warming up and preparing, that's when I'm like, don't come in.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I'm that way. I'm not the person that wears, you know, like has music in my head. I'm very quiet and I'm almost sleeping, but I'm like meditating and I'm like, I'm actually visualizing programs and like walking through jumps in my head.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do that too.
I'm like visualization thinking what I'm gonna say between songs.
When Pentatonix is nervous for a performance, we'll just sing it over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Just
oh my God.
Before we go on, just to like keep reminding ourselves that we know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I was injured in 1998, oh my gosh, 28 years ago, I was getting ready for the national championships, which is to qualify for the Olympic championships.
Yeah.
Did I just say Olympic champion? Let me redo that. When I was getting ready for the 98 Olympics, I remember before the national championships, I was in a cast. And so I was devastated because I couldn't train. Mm. For 2 weeks, I couldn't train. And then I only had 2 weeks before I actually was flying to Philadelphia to qualify. And I just would do visualization. So I would sit down and I would run through my programs from the beginning to the very end.
Yeah.
And my program was like 4 minutes and 9 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I would close my eyes 4 minutes, like on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're...
It's so in you. Yeah.
It's so, it's like singing a song. Even if you're not singing it, you know how long it takes, right?
And you did that, did you do that to calm your anxiety or did you just did it to practice? Or?
To practice.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't skate for 2 weeks. And this was like 2 weeks before the national championships.
And
like,
do you think it helped?
It helped tremendously.
Wow.
Because it didn't
I do
visualization
that too.
In like all aspects all, of life is
right?
so powerful.
Yeah.
If you see it, it like almost
sometimes I'm like spooked by my ability to like manifest. I'll like think of something so specific and then like 2 years later like the exact thing is happening and I'm like am I a witch?
I remember we used to bond on that. We used to like talk about how we daydream. I would always like prepare a Grammy speech when I was like 14. I was like, what am I gonna say?
Like, what am I gonna say?
Just like the most delusional optimism.
No, it's important.
It's
I think.
Important. Yeah.
When people ask, like, are you surprised at how far you've gotten in figure skating? And I remember that question being like so bizarre because I was like, no, I actually visualized it every single day. So being surprised wouldn't be like, I worked so hard and everything was trying to be calculated in terms of what I can actually leave to. You know,
what was the hardest part?
I was about to say, did he ever want to quit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you just like knew what you wanted and did it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I wish it was that simple.
Right.
I mean,
nothing is. Yeah.
The hardest year was probably the year after I won the world championships. You know, you're at the height of everything. You in figure skating, it was like winning the Grammys, you know, it was like winning the world championships and then suddenly going, what is happiness? Am I happy now? What?
Yeah.
I felt like something was missing.
Yeah.
And when people say, oh, well, you don't want to tarnish your medal, or you don't want to, it's not yours to begin with. You're always starting at, you know, the starting line like everyone else. Mm-hmm. So you've got to run and get it.
Yeah.
And I think that year was such a, I learned so much about myself, what I expected out of the sport, what I loved about it, and what kept me going.
Yeah.
You know, finding things that inspired me. And it often wasn't the moments of seeing like a skating icon on the ice or someone doing a quadruple jump. It was actually a little girl getting on the ice and seeing that enthusiasm and like that, like, oh my God, I'm gonna get on the ice! You know, and it's like that wee, you know, and you're like, oh my God, that was me. That was that 5-year-old rushing to the ice, like finding that happiness and why you're in
Can
it.
Can I ask you a potentially really dumb question? Do you love to skate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I think a lot of athletes, when they retire, they're like, oh, so burnt out, so like it drained you. The last thing they ever want to do is either go into the pool or hold a tennis racket or go into the rink. For me, it's like, I think it's been so long too. Mm-hmm. It's finding that love and like finding music that you love to move to.
That's
and you're just like, it moves itself.
Yeah.
Like it's, but the sad thing about it is when you get to my age, you're like, I can't do the jumps. I can't do this. Like, I literally cannot do the triple jumps anymore. Like, I'm like, no, my hip hurts. This hurts. My neck hurts. And then you, like, see things that you're like, okay, it's time to get off the ice. That was fun. That was nice.
At least you got to do a lot of them in your life.
Yeah, exactly. More than 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. Okay, second question.
Yeah. What would you tell yourself at your lowest?
It's actually something I said to myself when I was having a nightmare. My dad said, "Is everything okay?" The next morning, I was at a competition, and I guess I was having nightmares, and I kept on repeating, "It's okay. It's okay."
Yeah.
And I think if I had to say anything at my lowest, it's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like the moments where you think in your head, like, oh, I didn't do well in this competition. Like, your whole life is over. And then time heals itself and you're like, oh, that wasn't so.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a simple.
Like, life goes on.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be going through the same situation, but be in a different mental headspace.
Yeah.
And that's been something I've been realizing. Like,
totally.
I'll be going through the exact same thing, but I'll be so calm that I'm like, wait, I need to remember that.
Yeah.
Since I feel okay now, it's proof that when I'm freaking out about it, that it's obviously just something in my head.
Right. Right. Or just let it be. Kind of let go.
Totally. Yeah. I remember, like, probably 2 years ago, I was driving with Taddy. She makes her my friend that I talk about in every episode. We were driving and we were listening to Let It Be, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, like, I know that song's amazing. Like, it's the most famous song on earth, maybe. But we were, like, totally sober, just like, oh my God, let it be. We were like, oh
no,
my God.
No, honestly,
like,
that sounds funny, but I'm kind of shook by that right now, too.
Right? That's
like, it is like.
Like, there will be an answer.
Yeah.
Let it be.
You're like, that's what's happening.
But, like, I think that's what you, I kind of, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, it sounds simple, but when you really, really think about it, it's actually really poignant. And like,
my dad always used to say to me, like, you'd be surprised at how much you can handle. Like, you'd be surprised at what people can live through, you know?
Yeah.
I think people underestimate their own strength all the time.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I also think, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, no. Let it be, man. Let it be. Okay.
Last question.
This is where we get kind of embarrassed because this is just, we're like being so serious and profound and learning all these things, but we also love gossip.
We love.
Oh.
So the last question is there any gossip, any ice skating story from the past, anything? We can mute stuff. You can also say, no, you guys are losers. I have no gossip.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
This always happens.
It always happens.
Everyone's
always like, what are you guys talking about?
But, I have to say, though, that tabloids, it's like the drama.
Yeah.
And some of it's true. Some of it's like, I don't know how they get all this gossip.
Yeah.
It's all, a lot of it's fabricated.
For yeah. sure. So I could fabricate something right now. You would never know.
Did you have any mortal enemies in the ice skating world?
No, but I've gotten tensions between like certain skaters. And to me, I always went like,
Yeah.
You know, that emoji, shrug shoulders, whatever.
You're because, like, check the scoreboard.
To me, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let it speak for itself.
Yeah.
Because I was never a big talker. Mm-hmm. Like, I was never, I just always want to say, like, hope for the best. Like, I wish everyone well. Because that's your 4 minutes on the ice. That's right. The time when you can craft your magic.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your moment, I have my moment. Mm-hmm. So, like, just...
All the rest is distractions.
All the rest is distractions, and I would actually kind of laugh. Like,
right.
That's funny. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. I've always thought when people cause a fuss about something, I'm like, how embarrassing for you that you even care about this.
Yeah.
That's what Mark always says.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing that you care so much.
Yeah, I just read a tweet recently that said, no one more successful than you is talking shit about you.
Exactly. That's like once this girl in high school told me I looked prettier in pictures than in real life.
You're like,
those compliments and like meet and greets
so
drive me crazy.
Oh my god, did people say that to you in meet and greets?
Yeah, people say all sorts of stuff. They'll also be like, oh my god, my whole family like thinks that you're so ugly, but I think you're beautiful.
Oh,
or something like that. You know, those like comments where you're like, I know
that's,
you're trying to be nice, but like, I'm hurt.
But that was hurtful. Yeah. It's so different. I mean, the generation that I was competing, I didn't have to worry about what people were talking about on Twitter or
right.
Instagram.
Oh,
or
like, do you wish that social media didn't exist?
Whoa.
You know, when we were talking about that moment you're on, on stage and then you come home and it's like lonely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing because it fills a lot of void for people, but you also go into this rabbit hole.
Totally.
I've sometimes sucked down into this rabbit hole. I'm like, why am I looking at this picture?
Right.
I have no idea how I got
it. Also,
it's like, bad when you're not processing
minutes.
It. I'll be like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Right.
I'm like just looking at a screen.
Also, I'm sure you guys can, like, it's probably, I mean, I can't even imagine for your guys' Instagrams, but like, for me, I go on and it's just like a compliment machine. And I'm like, this isn't healthy.
Yeah.
I go on and just like people saying really nice things about me like over and over and
it's
over.
Always like that though.
I guess you guys probably have enough that people say mean things. Everyone's I don't have enough followers.
Honestly,
say
Twitter's
mean
not that mean.
Me.
It's more YouTube that's mean.
Oh, YouTube is so mean. I don't even
really.
Read those. Yeah, YouTube is so
IG
mean.
IG is really nice. I like IG.
Instagram is so nice.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
It can
be mean to you on there.
Actually, Instagram's not that bad for me. But like sometimes, like Mitch has a problem with mean Instagram comments.
Really?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because he posts like really bold things. And
right.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You
puppy.
Must get some like political ones, I would assume.
Yeah. I'm like,
it's
not even worth for me to.
Yeah.
I'm
I know.
Don't engage.
Yeah.
Don't even read it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was so much fun.
That was amazing.
You're
thank
so
you
inspiring. Thank you so
you
much.
For
literally
me.
Watching you, like, I just like you're so good and like so exciting to watch that it's just so cool to get to talk to you on here.
Really
and
is.
You dancing to my song was one of the highlights of my life. So cool. Okay, guys.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, girl.
And we'll see you next time.
Later.